Welcome, everyone. This is Holly Skinner from Design Your Life, and letting you know that you have the power in you to create, to dream, to envision, to desire anything that you want to bring into your life. You are one of the most powerful human. We are so powerful, and I think that's, I just want you to remember that. So, I've always been on a quest, I think for most of my life, to really find out, who am I? What am I? Where do I come from? What makes me do, and humans do, what we're doing? And I think that has led me on a quest of energy healing, to different types of techniques of discovering that. And so along the way, one of the things that I have discovered, the first time I actually really recognized it was in my 30s, or age 30, and it was from energy healing sessions, and it was in respect to belief systems, which I had no idea that this even existed. And you know, and as the years progressed, I just learned more and more about this. And it's so interesting. And when you really start to understand that our human, this human form that we have, we are energetic. We have energy inside of us. And that is where, like, the auras and the chakras and all this stuff comes from, meridians, acupuncture. It's like an energy type of system. So a really great way to actually maybe for us to understand it is to compare it to something like a computer. And when you look at it in that type of an aspect, you can really see the parallels of what a human body is to a computer. And if you can understand inside your computer, if you're on wherever, you can get a virus. Now, what's a virus? A virus, humans get viruses. Humans get, what does a virus do? It creates an illness. What does that do to your computer? It creates a virus, creates an illness, which creates a malfunction, which is what it does in humans. So you can see the correlation to it. And so inside a computer system, what do we get? We need to do an antivirus scan. And an antivirus scan picks up these little spywares, these malwares. You can install apps onto your phones, which are actually like a little mini program to do something. So if you can understand that you're doing this to your computer, what makes you not to see the correlation that you could do this to the human body? So when you're looking at a belief system, so a belief system is an idea, a thought that is something that is put inside of us, inside our mind, that we believe to be true, or we believe it to be that it will occur in a particular way. So, for example, one belief system could be that lucky people become successful. But we know that that's not true. If you know that outside of your belief system, you know that it's not true because it's an untrue belief. And so these beliefs, what they do, if you can think about it like a malware or an app or something that is basically taking your system and distorting your reality, your perception. And it will act like a filter. So, and then they control on how you're going to act and what you believe that you can actually do. So it's going, and So not every single belief that we have inside of us is bad. We may have good ones, or we could be full of limiting beliefs. And this is something that we need to really understand of how it's shaping our perception of our reality. And so kind of a little bit of background of how does a belief system even form? So when you're born, you arrive in this world with no beliefs. You don't even know what a belief is. You don't know how it works. You don't know what is impossible, what's possible. You have no filters. So you believe that anything is possible. And then so that's the way you see a lot of children have these really wild imaginations, because they know they don't have any of these little programs put inside of them. So because you don't have any of these beliefs, but you have them now, somehow someone gave them and put them inside of you. So more than likely, and I would say probably almost every single person has belief systems inside of them, because it controls how our world is now. I mean, we can see that. So most of these belief systems come from our parents, our family, and then as you go to school, your teachers, your educators, your people of influence, your possibly if you go to church, those people's belief systems, those are all being put inside of you. So one belief system that is put into a lot of children, and I can even attest for this because I was even doing this at age 40, this was inside of me, this belief system, is that if you do not remember everything and then write your test and you're not getting a very high mark, it equates that you're not going to be successful in life. And you have to really sit down and think about that, and you say, that is very interesting. Why is that? What does that actually even mean? If I remember everything that's on this stuff, it doesn't make any difference in the world. At the end of the day, when you go to get a job, they don't say, can I see your school marks, please? They don't. Nobody cares. And I was taking university classes when I was 38. And I was striving and I was striving and I wanted to get these really high marks. And then something just happened and it dawned on me. And I was like, wait a second. It doesn't even matter, because nobody's even going to look at those marks. They're just going to know that I have my degree in whatever it could be that I'm getting it in. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, you know, try to learn stuff, but it's a limiting belief that if you don't get these high marks, you will not be successful. It's a very illusionary, and when you think about it in a different way, you realize that is not such a great thing on my, this belief is not working so great. And so in the next part, we're going to be talking about tips on how to recognize a belief system, tips on how to possibly extract these from you, the tips that I've used to help me get past these belief systems. And because you have to remove these from your body in order to, because it's like a malfunction. So you have to get them outside of you, pull them out of you in order so that you can move forward. So I hope that you really like this portion on belief systems and starting to recognize it and just starting to get your mind thinking about these different things. And you can follow more on my website, holly-skinner.com. And I'm going to have some more tips, and I'm going to be sending out some more information on belief systems, how they're created, where you can start to recognize these things, how you can start and really start putting them into place inside your body, in your mind, and start realizing if you have children, what the belief systems you are passing on to your children that are preventing them from moving forward. So, goodbye. Thank you so much.